Before we get onto this week's episode, I just very quickly wanted to remind you that the next round of group coaching with me is open and we'll start together on the 19th of January. I would love you to join us. If you want to have the most powerful start to your year, then please do think about joining us. It is such an incredible way to connect with other like-minded mothers in the Motherkind community. And together, I take you through a 4-week coaching process, which is the absolute best coaching tools that I've ever discovered to help you feel more empowered, calmer, more energized, and to help you feel really excited about your life and the year ahead and the possibilities for 2022. So please do think about joining us. All the information is on the website, motherkind.co. And there are tons of testimonials on there as well from mothers in our community who've gone through the process. And some of them have even called it life-changing, which was incredible to hear. So please do have a think about joining us. I would love to work with you. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's Motherkind Moment, your place for connection, calm, and maybe even a shift in perspective before the crazy week ahead. I've got a treat for you today. Today's moment is a clip from my episode with Dr. Gordon Neufeld. He co-authored a parenting book with my absolute favorite, Gabor Mate, and is one of the world's leading child psychologists for over 40 years. The clip I've chosen today is like a motivational speech, and listening to it, I've listened to it so many times. And sometimes I listen to this bit of the podcast with Gordon when I'm feeling unsure of myself or uncertain. It makes me feel so empowered and confident. And I wanted to share that gift with you today. Enjoy it. Here it is.
It's not knowing how to be married. The more books you read, the worse it gets. It is not knowing about this. The juice of a marriage is, you can see this, is when you really believe you are the other's best bet. And you act like it, and you are true to it, and you are busy figuring out how to be that where you don't have confidence. And that is juice. And as soon as you lose your confidence, do you get deflated? As soon as you lose the confidence that you are your partner's best bet, wow, the deflation, it just takes the air right out of the sails. Now, that is the same about parents. You can take a 16-year-old, and I have that research in my book, and you have a 6-year-old, and you inflate her. You give her the message, oh, you are your child's best bet. Oh, your baby is so lucky to have you, honey. You are going to, oh, you are going to be just what that child needs. And you watch that 6-year-old who's never had a baby before, who knows nothing about it, who can come from a family of abuse. All of a sudden, she finds that place in her, an alpha, give me that baby. And all of a sudden, things start writing. Why? She's dancing. She's dancing. It's a dance. This is the oldest dance in the universe. You don't dance for a book. This is a dance. You have to find that place in you. We have lost that place. We have lost that confidence. Now, if you come to your child this way, the rest will start coming. You'll figure it out. And my father told me this long ago. He said, you know, Gordon, you are making the biggest mistake of your life writing a parenting book. And I said, Dad, why? I laughed. I said, Dad, why? He said, you must never tell parents what to do. Well, I said, Dad, actually, I'm trying to write a book that I don't do that, but go ahead, tell me. And he said, well, Gordon, he said, I don't know why people can't figure this out anymore. Nobody knew what to do. It's always been a bluff. Only some of us knew how to bluff until we got there. You have to actually step up to the plate and say, I've got this. I am going to be your answer to your needs for significance and belonging, for affection, for love. I am going to do this. I'm going to hold on to you. I've got this. And then we pedal like crazy to underneath the surface to make it come true. But the first step is not knowledge. The first step is that actually stepping up to the plate with all of the ignorance we know we have. And we just said, it's my baby. I'm the mother. I'm the father. I'm their best bet. I've got this. I'm going to do it. And it's like when you can say to your partner, you're lucky you have me. When you have that, you know you have something special. When you both have it, that's mutual. And when you have that with your child, oh, are they ever lucky to have you as a mom? And that would be true long before there were ever any books, long before there was any knowledge that could have been read. So books, for the most part, get in the way. I'd like to think my book is different because I'm trying to speak to the relationship. But knowledge actually gets in the way because we think the answer is in knowing what to do. This is tricky because it's not in having the answers. It is in being the answer. It's not having the answers.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This might surprise some of you given the job I do, but I am actually an introvert, which means that I love socializing, but I do need to take the time to recover if I've been to a social gathering or if I've been in the studio with the podcast. And I don't think we talk about this enough, which is knowing what the right amount of socializing is for each of us and how do we recharge? Maybe you thrive around people or maybe you need some more alone time. Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build social life that doesn't drain your battery. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/motherkind today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/motherkind.
It's in being the answer. And the same as marriage, a relationship. Once you stop being the other's answer, the marriage falls apart if it's not reciprocal. It's not having the answers. It's being the answer. And that is what we are meant to be to our children. And that is an attitude. It's a dance. It's accepting that role. Once you accept that, the other starts all developing in its place. The knowledge has a place to hang on to. But if you don't, the knowledge has no place. It makes you more dependent. You're starting, you know, I would have parents who say, well, just tell me what to say. Tell me what to do. I say, you'll never parent from that place. That is the worst place to parent. If you are looking for what to say and what to do, you have lost the whole idea of what the dance is about. You just get in there. You are the answer. From that place, every situation will inform you.
You know, what's coming up for me is I did transformational coach training, and in one of the modules, we just had to sit with someone, no words, for like an hour or something. It was magical. And the connection and the wisdom, it's just made me think about that and how actually there's no words really, is there? There's no words for what you're describing. Well, certainly I don't know the words, which is just that beauty of that connection and trust with another. And if it's with a child, that's the essence of it, isn't it? That's the juice.
Yes. That's the juice from, and it doesn't necessarily make it easy. It's messy. It's complicated. It's not always easy, but the simplicity of it should not be lost. And again, it's the oldest dance. The attachment is the oldest dance. It's one takes care of another. You step up to take care. You step up to be the answer. You don't figure out how first.
Such a beautiful phrase. That I might write that on my fridge. I am my girl's answer. I always ask the same question at the end of every episode, which is, if you could give just one gift to all the mothers in the world, what would that one gift be and why?
Well, that's easy, especially we've just talked about it. And so it's easy. It's confidence. It's confidence. It's the confidence or the arrogance. I don't know what to be, the arrogance in the right way, of not the arrogance in thinking you know more, but there is a certain natural arrogance that is in any relationship as a friend when you believe that you're the other's answer. This confidence is, I'm convinced that the real crisis today is a crisis of confidence, not a crisis of knowledge. It's a crisis of confidence. And the more dependent we become on others and experts, the less confident we become. That's why I'm trying to turn this around. Yes, 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 I've written a book. Yes, I'm seen as an expert. Yes, I've taught parenting, child-parent relations in university for umpteen years. Yes, I have, you know, created these courses. But the fact is how do you speak to the relationship, not to the knowledge? And so that is my wish. I would so often wish this. I would say to my clients sometimes in my office, I just wish there was a confidence pill I could give you. Because if you could walk there in your alpha instincts, in your alpha caring, believing that you are your child's best bet and looking to be the answer your child needs. And if this was there, the rest would follow.